Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Rihanna's Cheers, drink to that. East Coast Radio feels irresponsible again to play this on a Thursday that's masquerading as a Monday.
Lol.
However, and just because I know Jay is particularly close to Rihanna, congratulations.
Yes.
She's had a baby girl.
Yeah. Baby number three, welcome to our world, baby number three. We welcome you with open arms. We will love you like how we love the other two.
And also just to all the Rihanna fans, I cannot reinforce this enough. You're not getting new music.
Yeah.
Just, no.
Yeah. The more babies we have, the less of the music we will be making.
And then you're
I speak on behalf of the family.
How is Rihanna able to Fenty? That's how. Okay, so we've all settled that, right? Over the past 2 weeks, the spotlight has been firmly on the Matlanga Commission, right? So this has been a conversation that was happening at the time Nashira was there in the PTA covering it live. And testimony and revelations continue to unfold. 5 full days of testimony. But what is the inquiry about? What we know is that it's gripped the nation with its focus on accountability. Yeah, pause for reaction. Governance. And the questions being raised about leadership and decision making in key state structures.
Yeah, it's getting heated for sure. I'll tell you that for free. And earlier this week, we invited East Coast Radio News Watch reporter Nashira Sudhya to unpack what this commission is all about and also just tap into KZN Police Provincial Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's testimony, which launched this whole commission. If you missed the conversation, that is available via podcast ecr.co.za. Click on shows, Stacey and Jay Spoo. And now, with that being said, Nashira is back with us. Welcome back, Nashira. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, Nashira was here with notes. Notes on Tuesday. And actually, as we were having that initial chat, Nashira, obviously, Fonny was wrapping up. He was wrapping up. So we were like, what's going to happen now? And now we know what's going to happen now because Nashira is going
to
tell us.
Yeah, Nashira, talk to us.
Well, one of the main points in National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemolwa's testimony earlier this week is that he felt that Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's decision to disband the Political Killings Task Team in December last year was unlawful. Why? Because he believes that the minister encroached on his mandate as the police commissioner. He says it's his job to do that, not the minister. It's being argued that the minister's mandate falls within national policing policy, and I don't want to put too many big words in here. Let's just figure out what that means. It means priority issues of the country like gender-based violence, gangsterism, and CITs. And a commissioner deals with the operational part of that. For example, we're going to establish a team that deals with CITs in KZN. How many officers are going to be deployed and where? And that's taken center stage at the commission today. The third witness is the legal head at the SAPS, General Petronella van Rooyen, who has this morning taken the commission through the constitutional limitations on a minister. What is within his mandate and what is within his mandate specifically in terms of the law? So van Rooyen today testified that Mqunu did not have the authority to make that decision to disband the team. And it's for the very same reason that Masemolwa raised earlier this week. Masemolwa also this week gave insight into where he was when he received the letter for the disbandment of the team. He's told the commission he was on leave, guys, which he says the minister approved.
Not wait for someone to go on leave.
And Masemolwa mentioned that the two of them had actually been together at a funeral in Richards Bay just 4 days before that, and that the minister did not mention his intentions or relay any issues with the team. He says that's why he was perplexed by the decision when he found out.
I say, how embarrassing.
In February, Masemolwa testified that he then approached President Cyril Ramaphosa to intervene after he found he could not win with Mqunu. In his own words, he said that he told the president that the team was being dissolved for reasons unknown. He says Ramaphosa said at that time that he would speak to Mqunu, which he later confirmed he did, but that did not change the outcome of what happened. Secondly, on our president, Masemolwa claims Mqunu said to him that Ramaphosa had no issues or objection to the disbandment of the Political Killings Task Team. Masemolwa says he does not believe the statement from Mqunu because when he spoke to Ramaphosa in February, the president was taken aback by those comments.
Yeah.
Today's testimony also dealt, guys, with suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sabir. If you will recall, he's the one who's accused of giving the directive to remove those 120 21 dockets from the team and move them to Pretoria. Masimola earlier testified that those who took the dockets were looking for the Gauteng cases related to the syndicate at the center of this commission. But little did they know, the dockets were not there. They were with Gauteng detectives. Masimola also testified that he was informed by a whistleblower that Sibiya had a relationship with a suspect at the center of the syndicate and who is currently under investigation by the Political Killings Task Team. That's Ten Trepanier Vusi Musi Katmatlala. Masimola has reiterated a lot of General Mkhwanazi's testimony, saying he believes Matlala, through an associate of the police minister, influenced the attempt to disband the team. So he and Sibiya can protect the syndicate that members have unmasked with Gauteng detectives. And I am finishing off now.
That's a lot. But thank you so much, Nishera. Like, as citizens of this country, we've been following this commission for quite some time now. What we want is justice and for people who did wrong to be held accountable for their doings. I don't want this to end like the Zondo Commission where people are still living their lives all nice and lavish.
Well,
people must serve time.
But what's remarkable is that, just as you've explained it in layman's terms, Nishera, thank you for this, it literally is a he said, he said. So are we going to get a extra special guest surprise like situation where our president comes in and sets the record straight? Because that would be... Now that's a news day. That's a news day, because he's the only one who can verify it, right?
Absolutely. I was going to say, while I was giving you the rap on what's happened, that the presidency has not responded to these claims, and there hasn't been word on whether they would call the president to come and respond. But the commission has said before that at some point within the three phases of the commission, people who are implicated will be called to testify, and they will use the law if they have to, if they refuse.
Justice must be served, guys.
Extra special guest star. Right. Thank
maybe
you,
I'll
Nishera.
Be going back to Pretoria, guys.
Exactly. You Grab so your passport, much. Babes. There we go. Nishera will be following this very closely for all of us. Now it all kind of sort of makes sense, a little bit.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.